This Health Ranger Report Pandemic Podcast is brought to you by naturalnews.com for uncensored reporting and healthrangerstore.com for lab-tested preparedness supplies such as storable food, full-face medical masks, biostructured silver first aid gel, and iodine, only while supplies last.
All right, more good news on the coronavirus front. This is Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, publisher of naturalnews.com. And for the first few weeks of this outbreak, I really focused on trying to sound the alarm in a rational way so that you know the legitimate threat posed by this pandemic coronavirus. It's a genetically engineered biological weapon. But I think most of our listeners and readers now understand that this is a legitimate threat. And as promised, I am shifting to focusing on solutions and things that we can do. So I've been doing a lot of research lately, reading through science journals and science papers. And what I've been finding is quite remarkable. I want to share some of that with you here. But the short version, the bottom line is, you don't have to be afraid of the virus. The coronavirus can be easily defeated by invoking natural medicine, by consuming, in other words, even just common foods. Certain foods and certain spices in particular, which I'll kind of talk about here, and certain herbs and perhaps some supplements as well, have natural molecules that inhibit the ability of this virus to replicate in your body. So you don't have to be afraid of the coronavirus itself. There are things that you can do right now. I'll talk about many of them here in this podcast. Things you can do to protect yourself just by changing some of your eating habits right now. Things you can find at the grocery store right now. Things you can drop into your smoothie tomorrow. I'm doing the same thing, by the way. I'll share with you some of what I'm doing. So you can decide to use these as like a frontline defense, and maybe you never catch the virus, or maybe you catch it, but you become one of those symptomless carriers who never has any symptoms, and then eventually it goes away. The viral load goes very low in your body, perhaps. Or maybe, I mean, this is up to you. I believe in health freedom. Maybe you want to use these food strategies as a complementary therapy along with whatever drugs the media is pushing to make big pharma rich. So if they come out with a drug that's like the anti-coronavirus drug, which, by the way, will probably be patterned after a molecule from nature. So you're just paying, you know, 100,000 times markup from what it actually should cost. You can probably find the same molecule in a spice at the grocery store if you know what you're doing. And I'm going to share some of that with you here. But, or you could just go to the pharmacy and you could pay 100,000 times higher price and make big pharma rich. So I guess that's your choice. Or you could wait for the vaccine to come out and then you could throw all your trust in with big pharma because for some reason, maybe you've been brain damaged and you think that pharmaceutical companies are interested in public health rather than making money. So if you want to go for the vaccine and maybe use these foods as a complementary therapy, that's your choice. But certainly don't wait around while the drug companies work on their drugs and their vaccines. I mean, don't sit around and do nothing when you could be protecting yourself right now at this very moment. The CDC has been flying hundreds of people into the United States, Americans, evacuees from the Wuhan region. And the CDC has chartered these planes and they're landing these people in cities like Omaha, Nebraska, and San Antonio, Texas, and a couple of different cities in California. And the CDC has already announced they're keeping these people for 14 days and then they're going to let them go. Well, we've already learned that the incubation period for some people is as long as 24 days. So that means the CDC could be letting these people go. And then up to 10 days later, they have full-blown symptoms and they start spreading it in Texas or Nebraska or California. So, or somewhere else, who knows? Look, the thing is, you can be doing things right now by changing what you eat. So let me get right to that. In the science papers that I'm studying, let me describe the process I'm using. You know, it's interesting. As an active lab scientist, I study food molecules all the time. I study pesticides, herbicides, and also phytochemicals, the chemical constituents of foods, and herbal supplements and extracts such as cannabinoids from hemp extracts. Okay, I'm a published scientist with analytical methods for quantitating some of these molecules, and we just finished developing a method, well, actually, maybe 6 months ago, for the quantitation of glyphosate extracted from foods. So I use mass spec instruments to look at these molecules, and so I'm always interested in what's in food. And I see it on the screen too. Like when we're doing time of flight, you know, mass spectrometry, we're looking at the different mass to charge ratios of the molecules. I see these molecules. So I'm researching these papers and I'm looking for molecules that attack certain targets of the replication of the virus. And one of those is called 3C or 3CL, which means 3C-like protease inhibition, which is a protease is an enzyme that's needed by the virus as it takes over your cells. It's needed to replicate itself. And if you interfere with that metabolic function or that enzymatic reaction, then you halt it in its tracks. And this 3CL protease inhibition has been known as a very likely target metabolic pathway for stopping the spread of various coronavirus strains, which includes SARS, as well as this new novel nCoV coronavirus. And what I found fascinating is that there was so much research done after SARS, which was back in what year was that, like 2003 or something? Many years ago, when the first SARS outbreak happened. And since then, a lot of Chinese researchers and researchers in Japan and even Taiwan and North America and Europe have published literally, I don't know how many papers, maybe thousands of papers, on testing different substances against SARS. Now, SARS is a coronavirus. It shares about 80% of the genetic code with this current novel coronavirus from Wuhan. So there's a lot of overlap between them. And anyway, all these science papers, some science papers study certain prescription drugs and how they might interfere with the replication of the virus. Other science papers study foods or food ingredients, such as bioflavonoids, for example, or certain biologically functional lignans or things like that, polysaccharides, what have you. And if you look at these science papers, you will start to see, like in some papers, I see actual charts of what a concentration of the certain molecule has what kind of inhibitory effect against the virus replication. And some of these molecules are incredibly powerful, even at low concentrations. And so then I write down the names, or I type in the names of those molecules, and then I go find out what foods contain these molecules or what herbs contain these molecules. So that's the process that I'm using. I find the molecule. It might be some rare thing like savinin, or, you know, these have some very interesting names. And then I go look up that molecule and I find out what food it's in or what plant it's in. For example, what was I just writing about earlier? Oh yeah, one of these flavonoids is called herbacetin, H-E-R-B-A-C-E-T-I-N, herbacetin, or I don't know how exactly you want to pronounce it, but let's call it herbacetin. It's found naturally in flax seeds. So I don't know what the concentrations are in flax seeds. I don't know how many flax seeds you need to eat in order to get, let's say, a therapeutic dose of herbacetin. But we know that herbacetin, at least in a theoretical modeling study, was pointed out as one of the bioflavonoids that could be very effective in blocking the 3CL protease reaction or enzymatic function that the virus invokes in order to achieve its replication. So since that's found in a natural food, i.e. flax seeds, you could be eating flax seeds and have potentially, not proven yet, but potentially some beneficial effect. And the reason this is important to understand is because, is there any downside to eating flax seeds? Is there a side effect? Is there a negative risk? No, they're food and they contain this molecule. And even though we don't know how much of this molecule you need, you could be eating flax seeds and experiencing all the other benefits of flax seeds, the cardiovascular benefits, all the omega-3 oils, the flax lignans, the dietary fiber benefits, all these benefits. This is why, by the way, I blend flax seeds into my smoothies every day. It's one of the ingredients that I use every day. And flax seeds are dirt cheap, by the way. You can probably find them at your grocery store, you know, or get whole flax seeds and blend them yourself. I don't recommend flax seed powder because it oxidizes very, very quickly. Buy whole flax seeds and put them in your Vitamix with your smoothie and blend them in real time. And that way you have the most nutrient protection. That's the way I do it. So again, you could be eating more flax seeds and you're only going to benefit. There's no downside to eating more flax seeds. No down, there's no risk. And you don't need a prescription. You don't have to hand money over to the pharmacy. You don't have to wait for Big Pharma to come out with flax seeds. You can get them now. Will they work against the coronavirus? Maybe. Not sure, hasn't been scientifically proven, but theoretically, it looks viable. It may help. Okay. But a different question is, should you rely only on flax seeds? And the answer is no, of course not. You would want to do other things as well. It's just, this is just one of the things that you can do. Now, of all the research that I'm conducting, I'm finding a pattern. And the pattern of the molecules that seem to be functional for all this is that they're found in, listen carefully, how shall we say this? Exotic, pungent spices, such as, for example, orange zest, or the kind of spices that you would find at a Pakistani grocery store. Middle Eastern food, like Ethiopian food as well. Somalian food, perhaps. I don't know what they eat in Somalia, aside from pirate food, I guess. But I'm talking about, look, the typical American food. Okay, you go to Olive Garden. What does Olive Garden serve besides the salad? Oh, fried fish, fried shrimp, fried bread, fried everything. Everything at Olive Garden's fried. It's turning like a junk food restaurant. None of that stuff is going to help you. But if you go to, let's say, a Middle Eastern restaurant or a grocery store, like again, a Pakistani grocery store, practically everything in the Pakistani grocery store is medicine. If you've ever walked into a Pakistani grocery store, you should be able to smell it, like in a good way, like a pungent way. I don't mean in a negative way. I mean, you should walk in and go, whoa, I am blown away by all this stuff, all these herbs and spices and orange-colored mixes and everything in there, and Indian food as well. Yes, Indian food contains a lot of these similar type of spices, like, for example, curries. Curries contain exactly the spices that I'm seeing mentioned over and over again in terms of what contains the molecules that are good for this context that we're talking about, beating the coronavirus. Curries. Now, I always have to say about curry, most curry products that are on the market, like curry at the grocery store, is garbage, and it contains MSG. And the reason they use MSG is because they're not putting in the real pungent spices, so they're trying to mask that lack of real ingredients by adding this chemical savory MSG, monosodium glutamate. So you're not getting the real spices, but you're just getting a bunch of toxic MSG, what's called a neurotoxin, and you're not getting the spices that you really need. So that's not going to help you. You got to go to authentic restaurants or get authentic spices. I don't know. Again, visit a Pakistani grocery store or an Indian grocery store. Get the real stuff. Like you open up that jar of a spice mix, a curry spice mix, it should blow you away. And if you dip your finger in there and taste it, it should be like, whoa, this is strong stuff. There should be some bitter taste and there should be some biting taste. What you're tasting, you know, your tongue is this chemical sensor, and you're sensing all these incredibly powerful chemicals that are naturally present in these foods and spices. And these are, in fact, the chemicals that beat the coronavirus. And so without naming specific spices yet, because I want to put together a lot more research and I want to present this in a very methodical way when I name them, but just as a general principle, it's very easy. I want you to start eating more exotic spices. Yeah, you're going to have a cuisine adventure. I want you to seek these out. I want you to try some of them in your smoothies. Try some recipes at home if you like to cook, or go out to restaurants that serve this authentically, or go to grocery stores that have the jars of the spices or the spice mixes, or maybe you can buy some of these online. I'm talking about Indian cuisine. I'm talking about Pakistani cuisine, you know, Middle Eastern cuisine. I don't know. Maybe you can find an Afghani restaurant or something in New York City. I don't know. But get yourself some of this crazy, pungent, spicy food. Maybe Israeli food has some of this in it. I'm not sure. But I don't know. Egyptian food, Turkish food. I'm not sure. I don't know what Turkish food tastes like. I've never been there. But you got to stop eating just plain American garbage. That's not going to help you. You know, like breakfast at Denny's with your pancake and your waffles, that's got nothing in it that's medicine. Nothing. Just processed white flour, corn syrup, garbage, fake butter. It's just trash. Stop eating that trash. Stop eating trash at Denny's. It's a trash restaurant for trash people. You need to go get some real food. The real spices, pungent stuff, exotic stuff from all over the world. Spices that kings used to run the spice trade, and spice smugglers and spice pirates used to fight over these spices. Why? Because they're so damn valuable. And now we know why. You eat these spices, you have like a shield of protection around you. And notice, by the way, I don't sell any of these spices. I'm not trying to hawk something that I'm selling here. I'm saying go to the grocery store or find an exotic Indian cuisine store. Find these out there somewhere. Get these spices and make them part of your life, because they might just save your life. And I'm doing the same thing. So I'm going to be putting some, nutmeg is something that's very, very interesting. I'm going to be using a lot more of. Some of these spices, by the way, that I found are used to flavor exotic alcoholic beverages, like Russian gin formulas and things like that. They're using some of these exotic spices because they have such a totally wild, like an unusual combination, a potent mixture of molecules that just makes your tongue go, whoa, what was that? So many, many alcohols, like exotic, you know, I guess high-end luxury spirits use some of these various spices. And I think that's fascinating because it means you could actually drink your way through the pandemic, I suppose. Yeah, trust, you can tell your significant other that I said that. Not that the alcohol is doing the job, but the spices in it might be helping you. Nevertheless, I'm kind of joking about drinking your way through the pandemic. But the spices are real. No joke about that. So okay, wrapping that part up, let me just mention this. You don't have to be afraid of the virus because of this information and more that we're coming out with. You can eat your way to survival, but that won't help you against the secondary effects of a pandemic breaking out in your area. So, of course, we see in China, we see these extreme quarantines and the draconian crackdowns and lockdowns and restrictions on travel and everything. People can't even go out and buy food and so on. So even if the virus doesn't kill you, you might get killed by the starvation or the logistics problems. You might die from something unrelated to the virus because you can't get to the hospital because all the hospital beds are filled with people who were eating at Denny's. They're eating a junk food diet is what I mean by that. And then they caught the virus because they're unhealthy. People who take the flu shot every year, they have virtually no immune function. They don't even take vitamin C. And they just get infected like nothing. Those people are going to take up all the hospital beds. Those people will be missing from their jobs of running the power plants or working at the 911 emergency dispatch center or what have you, working for UPS, delivering packages. All those people getting sick can still mess up your day big time. Can cause supply line disruptions and total chaos at the grocery store, and it can cause shortages leading to eventually, I guess, panic in some people's minds. So you still have to prepare yourself against those who are not prepared. Just like you have to boost your immune system to protect yourself against people who are not having good immune function. In other words, a lot of other people are going to get sick because they're not into health. And those people might spread it to you if you don't protect your health. It is, in fact, a lack of good nutrition, a lack of natural medicine, a lack of basic health knowledge that makes people highly susceptible to these infections. And yes, that's true in China, just as it is in the United States today. The average Chinese person today eats a junk food diet too, just like Americans, just like Canadians, just like Australians, just like Hong Kong people. Everybody's living on junk food, just like the Philippines. Total junk food diets all over the globe. That's why people get infected. They're not eating real food anymore. They're not consuming real spices. They don't have the molecules that nature provided that can protect you against these pandemics. So you have to protect yourself from those people in addition to protecting yourself against the virus itself. Fortunately, to wrap this up, protecting yourself against the virus is easy. All the molecules are already provided by nature, and you don't have to pay Mother Nature any royalties. All you have to do is be wise enough to know where to find those molecules, and I will help you do that. Secondly, you do have to protect yourself against other people who are going to get sick, and they're going to cause all kinds of problems in society. So that will be covered in another podcast, but that's just basic preparedness stuff, like have a food supply, an emergency medicine, communications, cash, you know, your favorite Glock 19 or whatever. Protect yourself. Be ready for society to not function as well as it does right now. And only with that combination of preparedness can you really be ready. So believe it or not, what's interesting is this is kind of like the prepper meets herbalist approach to survival. So maybe you could call me an herbal prepper or a botanical prepper. How about that? No, that sounds like someone who smokes too much weed. But whatever, you know, a nutritional prepper. How about that? Nutritional preparedness. You got to be a prepper and you got to have your nutrition nailed down. So that's why here I am. I'm a food scientist who carries a gun. Yeah, but it makes perfect sense because I want to survive the virus and I want to survive the people who weren't prepared as well. I want to survive the breakdown of society if that happens. I want to be able to defend myself both biochemically and kinetically. It makes perfect sense. It's totally consistent. Everybody, in my view, should be proficient in firearms and eat herbs and superfoods. Everybody. If we all did that, this thing wouldn't be spreading at all. And by the way, crime would go down. Because who would want to loot and steal if everybody was armed? No one would. It would be a very polite society. And with all the herbs and superfoods, it would be a very healthy society. And even the measles wouldn't succeed in spreading. Influenza wouldn't succeed. Heck, it's the people who are getting vaccinated all the time that are spreading these diseases because their immune systems are shot. They rely on vaccines instead of letting their immune systems do the work. And they eat junk food instead of having good nutrition. But anyway, you've heard all that before. So that's the bottom line here. You can beat this, but your homework assignment right now, if I could suggest it, is to go out, find your local Pakistani grocery store, walk in, say hello, try not to wear like a Make America Great Again hat or anything. Makes immigrants really nervous. So just walk in there, you know, say hello, and ask about some pure bulk spices and start playing around with it. It's going to be good for you. And heck, you might learn something about actual cuisine that isn't freaking processed white flour pancakes at Denny's. All right. Or fried everything at Olive Garden. They should just call it Fried Garden. I mean, except for the salad, everything's fried. It's insane. You can tell I ate there recently. I was like, what happened to this place? I remember when this was a lot higher end and it's kind of gone really downhill into it's like feeding at the trough now. What's that place? Golden Corral. Golden Corral. I remember eating there a few years ago, and I swear it was just like a cattle operation. Line up at the trough, dip your head in the trough, gobble, gobble, gobble. Eat all this crap. It's all garbage. Get the hell out of here. Go home. Golden Corral. The name is entirely appropriate. It is an exercise in insane modern society. People stuffing their faces with total garbage. It's like, I wouldn't feed my animals that food. But that's just me. Maybe I'm a bit of a food snob. I don't know. But not really. I just want something that's real. That's all. I mean, that's not crazy, is it? Real food. Okay. Enough bizarre stories, but thank you for listening. Mike Adams here. If I sound a little tipsy, I've been sampling the exotic Russian gin. No, I'm kidding, but I do like to have a little bit of fun, a little bit of humor from time to time. But really, don't fret about the virus. We know how to beat that. It's everything else in society that you're going to have to deal with, but not the virus. Thank you for listening. Mike Adams here. Naturalnews.com. Read the website. Stay informed. Listen to my podcast on Brighteon.com. Thank you for listening.
When it comes to prepping, you not only need good products that can help keep you alive, awake, aware, and nourished during difficult times, you also need products you can trust. At the Health Ranger store, we do extensive laboratory testing using an in-house lab that's ISO accredited. It's inspected, it's audited. It's a 2-year process to even get that accreditation. We use multiple mass spec instruments, state-of-the-art science. I'm a published science author as well and a patent holder on several technologies, some of which we use variations of in our lab. The purpose of this lab is to help you make sure you get clean foods, superfoods, storable foods for emergency preparedness and survival use. We have a certified organic lab-tested, what's called Ranger Bucket collection of storable foods with some survival gear in the buckets to help you even boil water and cook those foods and so on. It's a fantastic product. We can barely keep it in stock even during normal times. In a crisis, we'll be wiped out of this product because it actually takes us a lot of time to make those products. But if they're in stock, you can get them now at healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. In fact, go to that URL, healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike, and you'll see some of our survival and preparedness supplies, including iodine, colloidal silver products, and gel first aid products, storable foods, superfoods, medicinal herbs for first aid, and much more. We have a lot of products for you to help you be self-reliant, to be safe, to survive difficult circumstances, natural disasters, and all kinds of things. If you want to get prepared, do it with us at the Health Ranger store so that you know you're getting safe, clean, laboratory-verified preparedness foods, supplements, and other related products. Again, the URL is healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. All one word, no spaces. Prep with Mike. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for your support.